We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I am honored to have in the studio with me today the recycling coordinator for, was it Hastings, Rosemount, and Farmington?
That's right.
Violet Penman. Violet, welcome to the studio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This is the week where we talk about things going on with the city of Hastings, and you're here today because you are the first recycling and solid waste coordinator for the three cities, kind of a overshadow, I don't want to say overshadowing, but kind of an effort among the three cities to recycle, coordinate recycling and solid waste disposal in ecology that is ever changing and we need to pay more attention to.
That's right, yeah.
So let's start a little bit with you. Tell me a little bit about your background and what brings you to Hastings, Farmington, and Rosemount.
So I graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Environmental Planning from UW-River Falls in December of 2021.
Okay.
Go Falcons!
Yay, Falcons!
I spent a little bit of time working with a tribal community over in Prior Lake, which was a great experience. And mm-hmm. then I had the great opportunity to move over here and start working in waste and recycling, which I think is always fun because we always all have waste and recycling. So it's mm-hmm. a great way to pull all of us into the world of environmentalism.
All right. So I'm sitting here kind of imagining as you're growing up, I'm not thinking that this is something that you started at an early age, say, yes, I want to work with recycling when I grow up. How did you decide that this was a career path for you?
So I guess I wasn't playing with trash as a kid, no.
I was, come on, I was.
I was really lucky to work in our Office of Sustainability when I was in college, and we launched a lot of great recycling and waste programs, like our plastic recycling program. And again, it's something that everyone has and everyone deals with. And so that's kind of my time in our Office of Sustainability was pretty much what brought me on this path. And
okay.
it's a path that has an important impact, I think, is the biggest thing.
Sure, it does. And you have an opportunity with the three cities here to kind of direct the narrative, I would guess would be one way to say it, on how people approach the issue of solid waste and recycling. So what does a solid waste and recycling coordinator actually do?
Well, I work a lot with the county, Dakota County.
Okay.
Dakota County has an ordinance, a solid waste abatement ordinance, that's part of the Twin City Metro's goal to have a 75% recycling rate of all waste by 2030. So we do a lot of working together to try and reach that goal. For a little bit of background, Dakota County in 2020 had a 56% recycling rate, so we're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
But to help further this along, we do a lot of events. Like I know I saw some awesome Hastings residents at our paper shredding event a couple weeks ago.
Sure, sure.
We do a pumpkin collection the weekend after Halloween, which is coming up, so you don't throw your pumpkins in the trash. They get composted instead. We have other programs like our holiday light recycling program. So
that's popular, isn't it?
That's very popular. Yep. Yeah, I know one of the worst feelings is you put up all your lights on your house and you plug them in and half of them go out. So I know that feeling all too well. But so we have that program coming up pretty soon. The city of Farmington is having a clothing swap too. So if you're interested in bringing some outdoor winter clothing over to Farmington, and you can just take what you want, leave what you want kind of thing. And again, all of these are kind of helping to reduce our waste, increase our recycling and composting rate by 2030.
Okay. And given the pace at which technology and information changes, even in the recycling context. How does your position help the general public understand that things may not be now like they were 10 years ago? The one thing that sticks in my mind now is the big, I don't want to call it controversy, but the issue with the single-use plastic bags, for instance. Yes. For a long time, they were touted as this is a great replacement for paper, but now they're saying we don't like them so much because they mess up the machinery we use to reprocess them. So how does your position help guide the narrative?
Yeah, so that's a great question. There's a couple of recycling coordinators in Dakota County and our Dakota County staff, and we're really big on trying to make messaging simple and effective and clear. So we're trying to say keep it loose is the current campaign around plastic bags. Mm-hmm. So you can certainly take your plastic bag, but just don't put it in your recycling can is
right.
the thing.
So and then does your position then also provide feedback to the other end of the process? It would seem like that the coordinator would be more a consumer-facing kind of, you deal with the public. But do you then also take input from what you're seeing out dealing with the public and take that back to the processing side of it where, you know, maybe there's an exchange of ideas and coordination to make the process a little bit easier to understand or easier to comply with?
Absolutely. So I'm pretty new to this position, so okay. I haven't had a whole lot of...
Yeah, I'm going to ask you all the tough questions.
I personally haven't had a whole lot of contact with our haulers and telling them what to do yet.
Well, and that's not really what I mean, but okay.
So for example, all of the haulers in the Dakota County and the metro area used to take different things. Some took plastics 1 through 7. Some only took plastics 1. Mm-hmm. And so now, a couple years ago, they decided that all of the haulers need to take the basic items. So plastics 1, 2, 5, paper, cardboard, glass, and metal, like aluminum cans and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Okay.
Which, again, makes it easier. There's a lot less confusion about, well, is this plastic recyclable or is this not? Or is it based on my hauler? Or is it based on the number on the bottom? You know, so.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
The one question that has come up in my household, and I live in Washington County, so things are probably completely different here. The trash and recycling are placed in different containers, as they are here. But in Washington County, they're all brought to that recycling processing plant in Newport. And they do a single sort through their thing there. If they're doing a single sort there, why would we need to separate at the house if both cans are being brought to the same facility?
You mean your trash and your recycling?
Yes.
So I'm sure, and Washington County is probably a little bit different than Dakota County, but I'm sure that they are going into two separate areas of the facility. A lot of times the processing is different. And again, I'm not sure about Washington County, but I know a lot of it goes to the incinerator in Red Wing as well, your trash. So I'm sure that there's some sort of dividing process.
Yeah, they separate out with the metals. I'm not sure how they do aluminum, but they use conveyors with magnets for metal. And what they bring down to Red Wing then is called refuse-derived fuel, RDF. I used to drive a truck that hauled that, so I know a little bit about it. But it just seemed kind of interesting to me that if the trash collection service is picking up both cans of trash and a recycling but bringing them to the same processing facility, couldn't we just combine it and they could do it there? I don't know.
And Dakota County, usually your recycling is going to go to what we in the industry call a MRF, materials recycling facility, which is going to be separate from your trash, your usual refuse and garbage.
So. Okay. So bringing it back down to Dakota County, because that's where your area of expertise is, what kind of things are you putting together? What kind of programs can the public get involved with to increase their recycling IQ, let's call it?
Sure. Yeah. So a great program that the county offers is called Master Recycling and Composters. So that is a class that is taken. I'm actually in it right now.
Okay.
And it's a six-week class that you can learn more about recycling, composting, all the different details of kind of what we're talking about today. And then a little bit closer to home here, I know sometimes Hastings gets divided from the rest of Dakota County because it's a little farther away.
Sure.
You can always bring your compost, your organic waste to the drop site over on Dakota County Highway Shop over there. And then definitely if you have an item that you're not sure about, I get a lot of questions about mattresses, dehumidifiers, stuff like that. Go to Dakota County and search for the recycling guide. And you can type just about anything that your heart desires in there. Mm-hmm. And it will give you ways to both reuse it, donate it, or how to properly recycle or dispose of it. So I would definitely recommend checking that out.
Sure. And then also... Hastings does it. They have a citywide cleanup day. They usually do it in the spring. That's always a good resource for offloading things that you wouldn't really know how to get rid of in a day-to-day kind of setup.
Absolutely. So after COVID, we kind of toned it down to more paper shredding, so any sort of confidential documents you can bring to those events. This past summer, or I guess fall, and then we're going to do it again next year, we had a rebate for mattresses. So if you needed to get rid of your mattress, you could call Certified Recycling and you could get a pretty big discount on that. And then a lot of like light bulbs, batteries, stuff like that. Well, light bulbs and batteries you can bring down to City Hall. There's a bucket down there. I actually took a trip to the recycling zone this morning up in Eagan.
Okay.
Otherwise the recycling zone is free and open to residents Wednesday through Sunday of the week. And that's a great resource as well.
A little bit of a sidelight here talking about light bulbs. Are they still continuing to try to move away from the CFLs and get into like HID and LEDs?
Yes. That's a big, my previous job I worked in, I worked at Mystic Lake Casino over with the Shakopee Mohawkton, and they were changing the entire like 5 million square foot casino over to LED lights, but it made a huge difference in the energy levels. They're much more efficient. Yes, we're getting away from the compact fluorescence. And as a side note, on top of this side note, compact fluorescents are illegal to put in your trash can in Minnesota.
Right.
They contain mercury. So again, you can bring them to City Hall or the recycling zone.
Yeah, there were a number of different big box home improvement stores that would take the tubes, the fluorescent tubes, or no, they would take the CFLs, but not the tubes. So... fluorescent becomes one of those evolving technology things that we talked about earlier, like the plastic bags. Things are progressing as far as our knowledge and experience and what works and what doesn't.
Exactly.
But you are then an excellent point, I would guess, of reference if people have questions.
Absolutely.
Do you office here in Hastings part of the time? Are you here most of the time? Where can people mostly find you?
Usually, if you want to find me, I'm probably in Rosemount.
Okay.
But I am here in Hastings on Mondays, usually. I work over at the Parks and Rec Department. So
I thought you had the mayor's office. Come on.
You guys have such a nice city hall. I wish I worked over there. But nope, I'm over in the closet over at Parks and Rec.
In the data closet, you know, you got the servers there and there's your desk.
Yeah, me and a Green Corps member share. So
well, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's a little tight. But feel free to come visit me, and I'd be happy to help answer any questions you may have about recycling, composting, etc.
All right. And what kind of things then coming up in the future? You know, we just had this paper shredding event. We just finished up a mattress rebate thing that you talked about.
Yep.
What is coming up soon?
Oh, my gosh. Everything is coming up.
Roses. Everything is coming up roses.
Quick. No.
Everything is coming up recycling.
Yeah, exactly. Really, though. So we have our pumpkin collection the weekend after Halloween. That'll be at the Dakota County Highway Shop. We have a yard sign collection right after the election season. So you can bring your like plastic yard signs down to City Hall from November 7th to 20th. And those will be recycled into new plastic. We mentioned the Holiday Light Collection, which will be November 14th to January 31st over at Parks and Rec, and you can come visit me while you're there. And then we also have a gear drive coming up. So we're partnering with UHL, United Heroes League. If you have any old gear your kid has outgrown or something like that, you can bring it to the Civic Arena.
Yep. And that's when?
That will be November 28th through December 12th. That bin will be there.
Oh, so there'll be people there every day, or is it certain days during that? Or
it's just a bin there. So whenever the building is open, you can go drop it off, and they're usually open. So, yeah.
Excellent. And then what kind of things do you see for your responsibilities?
Yeah.
I know you talked about, you know, we have to get to this certain recycling level in this amount of time. Well, what other things are you envisioning for the recycling coordinator in Hastings, Rose Mountain, Farmington?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We just finished up our 2023 grant proposals, so I'm excited to do some swaps in all of my cities, so like a Halloween costume swap, gear swap, game swap, stuff like that. I also want to try and implement a reusable bag exchange. So having reusable bags available for people at, I would love to partner with Spiral Co-op if you're listening.
Sure.
So people can take reusable bags. There's always going to be our cleanup days, our paper shredding, our mattresses. And then continuing to have these drop-offs with our CFL light bulbs and batteries and stuff like that. And I'm sure there's so much more I'm forgetting, too.
it's just kind of an impromptu thing to tell me about everything going on, so I understand that. I think the biggest challenge then for you and those that you work with will be to change that paradigm a little bit. People get really easily set in a way. We've used plastic bags. We've done this forever. Now to teach them that they're not particularly bad in and of themselves, but the way that they're used needs to be changed, or the way that they're processed.
Exactly.
So what kind of education can people look for to kind of help them change their mindset a bit?
Yeah, so again, Dakota County is a great resource. We're going to be doing tabling throughout the year, too, at Night to Unite, Rivertown Days, a bunch of other events, too. So we'll have pamphlets and stuff there, and you can talk with us. And if you ever have questions about something, feel free to email me. There's lots of great guides out there I can give you. Where Does It Go guide is what we call it, and it has pretty much everything that's in your house and how to get rid of it properly. But it's a lot of outreach and education. One thing I forgot about is I'm going to be going into elementary classrooms this upcoming year, too, and starting them off young.
So if people want to email you, how do they do that?
Yeah, my email is violet.penman@rosemountmn.gov.
Okay.
I know that's a bit long. Otherwise, I should be on the staff directory if you want to go to the Rosemount City website as well, too, and find me there.
All right. I would like to thank my guest, Violet Penman. She is the Solid Waste and Recycling Coordinator for Hastings, Rosemount, and Farmington. You've given us a lot of information today. I appreciate you coming by.
Well, thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7.